Now with an update on local and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Good morning, Phil Latsman.
Good morning, Wanda. Early voting continues to be a big hit in South Florida. Over 70,000 people in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties voted yesterday alone, bringing the total to over 250,000 in the region that have cast ballots at the polls since Saturday. Early voting continues at select locations in your respective county through this Saturday. And for more on where to vote, as well as guides on the amendments and other tips for the informed voter, you can head to WLRN.org. And at 7:34, we'll have a closer look at Amendment 6, which deals with abortion funding in the state. While President Obama stays off the campaign trail for a third straight day, skipping battleground states to visit victims of Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey, his Republican challenger Mitt Romney is back on the stump today in Miami. Romney will visit the University of Miami for a campaign stop this afternoon. A new poll released by Florida International University, the Miami Herald, and El Nuevo Herald shows President Obama with just a narrow lead among Hispanics in Florida by a margin of 51% to 47%, a much smaller gap than Hispanics polled nationwide. Consumer confidence remains near a five-year high, post-recession high in Florida. The state's employers are also feeling more optimistic. That's according to the University of Florida, whose researchers said yesterday. Their monthly survey shows consumers remain relatively upbeat heading into the general election. A separate national survey indicates Florida employers expect to double their hiring rates in the fourth quarter of 2012 compared to the same period last year. Florida's consumer confidence index of 79 in October is down just a point from its five-year high the previous month. The index is scaled from 2 to 150. The consumer survey shows that Floridians' confidence in the nation's economic health rose, while confidence in their personal finances has fallen, though, from a year ago. An 18-month investigation called Operation Dirty Play is coming to a close after authorities arrested several men accused of betting on youth football while coaching it. The issue was first brought to light by an ESPN report last year. Ariana Prothero has more on a professional gambling operation surrounding an amateur sports league.
Authorities say a Lauderhill barbershop was the front business for the gambling operation, which took place in a secret back room at Red Carpet Cuts. Betting also happened at a second front business called Showtime Sports and Apparel. Patrons could place wages on peewee football games as well as the NFL, Major League Baseball, and other sporting events. The Broward Sheriff's Office has charged the accused ringleader, Brandon Bivens, with felony bookmaking and operating a gambling house. Bivens is the president and coach of the youth football team Fort Lauderdale Hurricanes. Several other fellow coaches and team officials were also arrested from the South Florida Youth Football League. Investigators staked out the two businesses and sifted through Bivens' trash to help build their case. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
And finally, Florida is terminating a $20 million contract to build a website intended to help students, parents, and teachers master new academic standards. The Department of Education officially ended the contract yesterday, roughly a week after the Tallahassee technology company hired to build the website filed its own lawsuit against state education officials. Florida has already spent $2.5 million on the project. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Lantzman.